Hi everyone, it's Jo. It's been a long time since I did an audio boom. And today I'm doing it because it's quite important. If you can hear music in the background, I'm in the middle of Exeter with Jodie. And today is the Great West Run in Exeter. It's a half marathon and Rob is doing it for a local charity called More Vision. They support families with visually impaired members, particularly children and young people. And bless him, he's not done a hell of a lot of training, but he's doing it. And up to now, he's raised over £500, which is absolutely fantastic and will mean an awful lot to this charity. I'm actually on the committee for More Vision and they do really good work enabling children with visual impairments, but also children with multiple disabilities to fulfil ambitions. You know, kids get to zip wire, they get to abseil at the Calvert Trust and everything else that Calvert Trust has to offer, cycle, row, all kinds of things. They get to go on other weekends. We've just had a drama weekend at the Clifton Hotel, which kids thoroughly enjoyed. They do newsletters with lots of really good information in them, and they support people as well. And Rob's, bless him, 47 years old and he's doing the Great West Run. And he hasn't done any running really since the London Marathon in 2006. So he's got his running shoes out of retirement and he's dragging himself around this 13.1 mile course. Jodie and I are at the finish line at the minute waiting for him. And we're waiting for Laura as well, who is the cult volunteer coordinator for More Vision. And she's going to be here to see Rob finish as well. So I'll finish this boot when he arrives, and I'll speak to you all later. Hi everyone, it's Jo again. Well, we're home. I didn't actually get time to finish it in Exeter, but Rob did finish, and he did it in 3 hours and 53 seconds, and that's off no training. So I'm really, really proud of him. I think he's done extremely, extremely well. He's here, actually. He's suffering. Aren't you, dear? Yeah, how are you feeling?
Sore.
Hips and knees.
I'm not singing that song now. Head and shoulders, hips and knees, hips and knees.
But, yeah, he's just had a couple of energy bars, which had... especially designed to replace what you've lost. And energy wise, you said you actually felt really good, didn't you?
I could have easily done it in an hour.
Yeah, it's just the joints as your aging joints, bless.
I know your joint.
That's
public on audio boo, if you don't mind. But it's, yeah, my first.
Nobody, go and roll us a split.
Who's your supplier again?
My first boo in ages, and I think it's a really worthwhile one. So up to now, Rob has raised £585, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's still open.
Yeah, well, it is.
The Bank of Rob.
It is still open, but I'm not gonna put the link in the description So yeah, £585, which is absolutely fantastic, and for a small charity that will mean an awful lot. At the moment, More Vision support 120 families in Devon, which is just going to be amazing. They subsidise most activities to the tune of 75%, which is just going to be, you know, nearly £600, and it's open for another week. And the good thing is that Local Giving, who the account is with, have said that for the time being they will match any donation up to £10. So actually, Rob has made £150 in match donations, haven't you, over the past few days?
200 if you count gift aid.
200 if you count gift aid, which is absolutely fantastic. I know that the More Vision families are going to be chuffed. Anyway, that's my first boo in ages. Maybe I'll get back into it, maybe I won't, but I just thought I'd say hello and let you know what Rob's up to. And actually, while we're speaking of exercise, Jodie did the Tynmouth Trundle yesterday, which is a 12-mile walk to see if she can get a place to do the 10 tours next year with school. We don't think she probably will because her team got lost, so they actually did closer to 16 miles rather than 12. But you never know. But yeah, she did that. So it's all very energetic in the Fishwick household this weekend. And the good thing is I didn't have to do any of it, so that's quite good. I just had to support. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, I hope everyone's doing okay, and I'll speak to you all later. Bye.